Good morning. 6:25 a.m. Oh, 18 minutes on the first mile. Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of a given. Good morning. 6:26 a.m. on August the 1st, 2013. 17, just under 15 minutes yesterday, just over 18 minutes today. I'm not terribly surprised. My knee is actually coming back a little bit now, but yesterday, making a run up from my desk to the front door where there was a delivery waiting, I twisted my knee, and I literally hobbled around the house for the rest of the night. I got up this morning, was still a little sore, but I've managed to, I think, walk it out mostly. But I have not been even trying to do any kind of record pace this morning. What I just want to do is make the loop. I actually got a little bit earlier today than I have the last few days. So, yeah, works out. Day 3 of Dog Days of Podcasting. I haven't had a chance to listen to the feed. I put the feed in the link in yesterday's show, in the post for yesterday's show. One of the cool parts about this is that back in the olden days, back in 2005 or so, back in 2004, when I was first discovered podcasting, right, very, very shortly after Adam Curry, Dave Weiner invented it, and gave it his name and the whole bit. Back when there were still only 100 podcasters in the world, I think one of them was Dave Slusher and his Evil Genius Chronicles. It was one of the podcasts that I listened to in the beginning. And I've had a couple of opportunities to meet Dave. He was at Balticon one year, and I think we were on the same panel, which was sort of like, it was very interesting. It was very cool because I don't think he was podcasting at the time anymore. The Evil Genius Chronicles has come and gone. It's been catching, you know, it used to be pretty regular once a week, and then life got in the way and it kind of pod faded, but it's still out there. And the reason I bring up Dave Slusher is that he is one of the other podcasters. I don't know who else is on, to tell you the truth. On this combined feed for Dog Days. Now, those of you who are listening to the Dog Days feed probably already know that because you already get Dave Slusher and you probably already listened to a couple of his episodes. But for the people who are not on the Dog Days, you might not know who Dave Slusher is, or understand why I think it's pretty cool that I'm engaged in podcasting, kind of a syndicated feed, with this guy who was, in many ways, one of the early podcasters, one of the early adopters, and also one of the people that I used to listen to. Right up there with Brian Ibbett and Coverville, which is also still going on. I used to listen to a lot of music podcasts. Well, no, not a lot. Maybe half a dozen. Clockwork Cabaret, which is, I think, still sort of limping along. It was a steampunk music podcast out of, I want to say, North Carolina somewhere. Very clever. I like that a lot. There was another one, Austin Riffs, with Mark and Miss V. Mark is a Austin music scene aficionado, and Miss V is actually a singer. I forget what the name of her group is. She's they both have a very wry, not dry, but wry sense of humor. And Miss V's husband is the producer, so he does all the board mixing and stuff, but every once in a while you'll hear his voice in the background yelling something. But Austin Riss was another one who was really quite good, because it introduced me to a lot of music that I would not otherwise have heard, would not otherwise have paid any attention to. Mojo Nixon. I think that was the first place I heard the Klezmatics. Was on that podcast. So it was a great podcast for listening to. I don't think it's still going anymore. It's in my old Juice feed, but I've not kind of fallen off that feed reader for some time now. So difficult to say. But yeah, it's been interesting. Progress on the work in progress yesterday. I did not actually finish. 160 pages of edits. I'm on page 116 this morning, and I've already put in an hour. And I was on 100 and page. On 100 and page. I was on page 116 when I left the house 20 minutes ago. So I'm pretty sure it'll get done today. A lot of the remaining edits are repetitive capitalization errors that I've already fixed using a find and replace. There's a sticky one that I keep tumbling on, and that's the use of the initials OK instead of the word OK, OKAY, which is really what I'm supposed to be using. And there's the ongoing issue of the date. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do about that. Because if you put...
Walking your rabbit?
Yeah. Yeah.
You walking your rabbit?
Absolutely. Good morning. Guy riding by on a bicycle. There's a bunny in the road. It was following along just ahead of me in the ditch. I'd walk a little bit and he'd run ahead of me. And I'd walk a little bit and he'd run ahead of me. Guy coming the other way, the rabbit bolted across the street. You walking your rabbit? Yeah, me and my bunny. We're out for a morning constitutional. Anyway, dates. So if I say we got somewhere by the 21st, I suppose according to Chicago Manual, I'm supposed to spell that out, 21st. But almost everywhere in the book, I've got, you know, if it's a date, so if I get there by February 21st, it'd be February 21, that's fine. The digits. But by itself, I suppose I could dodge the issue by putting the month in ahead of the number. But that's not how it flows best. I suppose I could track them all down and replace them with the actual words. It wouldn't take that much longer. Now, one of the problems that I ran into yesterday was there is a plot hole in Captainshire. There's a big "you got the science wrong" doofus error in Captainshire that most people, in fact, I've only ever had one person, I think, report it. Maybe two. And that's when they do the double jump and try to go into jet. And the problem is that I have them trying to get up enough speed to make it to jet on time. And the problem is they're already going too fast. The problem is that when they're going into the gravity wells, they're actually trying to slow down, not speed up. And that's, you know, it was one of the things that it sort of goes without saying all the way through the books. This is the only place, I think, this is the only place where it's become significant. That it's become an issue. In large part because most of the ships, in fact, all of the ships, up until the Agamemnon, all the ships have kickers. They all have rocket motors in the back of the ship that they can use to push the ship in a particular way, which is particularly useful when you're trying to change vectors. It's not good enough just to point the ship in a new direction in space, because what happens is that the ship just pivots on its center of gravity and continues on its, the center of gravity continues on its established vector. So turning the ship isn't like turning an airplane or turning a car. Whatever your, the direction that you're going, the vector of your velocity is going to stay that way unless you apply pressure to change the vector. And in Captain's Chair, I was really careful to do that. And every instance, except at this one crucial juncture, so I think I've patched it. I think I've now got it correct. So it's, they're actually trying to slow down in time. And the problem is they're going to be late. So the tricky bit is, how can you be late if you're going too fast? And the answer is because you can't match velocities. Until you slow down, and you need a certain amount of time, a certain amount of sailing pressure, a certain amount of push on the sail, because that's the only thing they have to slow them down, besides some little minor tweaks with gravity here and there. But so they have to deal with that, and it gets more complicated because then they have to divert to deal with an emergency, and then things get a little squirrely. But it makes perfect sense. The math, the orbital mechanics of it make perfect sense. It's just one of those things. It's like, well, if you're late, go faster. No. This is, in this case, it actually is rocket science. So no, I can't. Can't go faster. Now, there might be an argument that says they don't try to slow down until they get closer, but the problem is that for every hour they don't start their deceleration, their target moves, and the amount of time that they need to decelerate stays constant. So the fact that they need 5 weeks and 3 days, whatever it is, to match, that's not going to change as long as the target is anywhere near where they need it to be. So they're really only trying to carve off 2 days, and going around in an orbit around a sun, the planet isn't going to move a lot in relatively speaking, not going to move a lot in 2 days. So the relative angles and the relative velocities aren't going to change much. Which means even if they delay starting their acceleration so that they get a little bit closer, the problem already is that they're too close and they have to make a loop in order to come back at the right speed. So yeah, it doesn't work that way. So it's a little bit of a mind stretch to try to figure out, okay, well, it was cool when they dropped short and then they had to make up time, so they were trying to go faster. That worked. That was perfect. That was wonderful. Except it was wrong. I think it was an astrophysicist who wrote to me and said, by the way, it's wrong. I could be mistaken on that. It could be somebody who's just a lot cleverer than I am. And the aggravating part was that I knew as soon as I read it, it was like, well, crap, of course that's what they're doing. And then I completely and utterly spaced it out, forgot it. I was working on the edits for Robin, which is the version of the file that I'm working on now. It's the last file I sent to Robin. Yeah, I didn't change it then, and I should have, because it needed to be changed. So there's going to be a discrepancy. This is the largest single discrepancy between the patio books and the textbooks, the text-based versions. So it's an interesting challenge. It's like, oh dear. Well, we do have to fix it. It's like, I hate it when I get the science wrong. I particularly hate getting the science wrong, having done that NASA thing where I wrote the story for the Cosmo Quest. When I stepped out, I thought it was quite chilly. It was set 60 on the thermometer and 58 out at the airport where nobody lives. But it felt more like 55. It was quite nippy when I started out. I've apparently worked up a little bit of a sweat because I'm like, bleh. I'm also ready for my breakfast. I want my coffee. Oh, there's the mower. This is Thursday, of course it's the mower. Oh, and they put a sign on my post. The post that I lean on every day to take the photo, yesterday was the first day I noticed it. I'm pretty sure it was the first day it was there, because I would have noticed it before, because it's right in my face. When I stop to take the photo, there's the sign that says, Greeley Park. They put it right on my post where I take my photograph, the nerve of them. Yeah, well, it's their park, they can do what they want, I suppose. As long as they don't ban me from taking photos in it. Oh, what a gorgeous morning, though. Holy cow. August 1st, I have to go pay my corp dues. One of my guys is in a corp that has monthly dues to help defray the cost of development, which I'm happy to pay. That I said Eve Online, which is what it was for. I suspect I'm going to get this book done today. I really, really, really. I'm at 116 out of 160. And 19 minutes on the second mile. That's not too surprising. I'll take it. I'm happy with that. Particularly today, where I wasn't sure I was going to be able to walk last night because of my knee. So yeah, if I get the edits done today, I might be able to get it formatted in time to publish it tonight. It's probably going to be tomorrow, more likely, just cause. But we're getting there. Progress is being made. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.